With winds predicted to reach upwards of 80 miles per hour in parts of Anchorage tonight, the power companies are preparing for a busy night. Sarah Wickers is the communications coordinator for Chugach Electric. She says power outages are expected and Chugach has crews on hand to handle downed trees and lines.
There's not a whole lot we can do in preparation of a storm. We always like to tell our customers, you know, if you see a down power line, don't go near it, don't touch it, don't do any of that. Just call us immediately.
Anchorage Municipal Light and Power representatives say they also have crews in place to respond to down lines. The strongest winds are expected to develop along Turnagain Arm and the higher elevations of the Anchorage Hillside, the Eagle River Valley, and parts of East Anchorage tonight. With the ground still unfrozen and leaves still on the trees, officials worry the storm could take down trees. Jeremy Zittick is with the Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. He says his office is not issuing an official advisory, but they are asking residents to secure outdoor equipment and pick up loose debris before the storm hits. Zittick also says it's a great opportunity to put an emergency kit and plan together.
The kit has basic supplies like food, water, a flashlight, a first aid kit. The plan is a communication plan so families can communicate if an event happens. Everyone knows who to call, where to go.
High-profile vehicles traveling along Turnagain Arm are also being asked to use extreme caution. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.